Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome back to Reset Your Brain, the daily dose of real talk about navigating those ADHD-like struggles we all face. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? Like your brain is playing tricks on you and you just can't catch a break? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there, staring down the mountain of to-dos feeling like we're constantly falling behind. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to leveling up in this game? It's not some fancy productivity hack or miracle pill. It's something much simpler, yet often overlooked. Self-compassion. Think about it. Would you berate your best friend for forgetting their keys or missing a deadline? Probably not, right? You'd probably offer a comforting hug, a funny joke, and maybe even remind them that everyone makes mistakes. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh criticism when things don't go our way? That inner voice whispering doubts and telling you to try harder can be brutal. But here's the truth. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about understanding that you're human, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and treating yourself with the same kindness and care you'd offer a loved one. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unleash the power of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. What triggers them? Is it a specific task, a social situation, or just the general feeling of not being enough? Once you identify your inner critic, you can start to challenge its harsh pronouncements. Remember, that voice doesn't define you, you define yourself. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is struggling with something. What would you say to them? Would you offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support? Treat yourself the same way. Be kind, be patient, and remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. It's okay to not be perfect. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you stay present in the moment and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and simply be aware of what's happening around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, allowing you to respond to challenges with more clarity and compassion. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finish a challenging task? Did you manage to get out of bed on a rough morning? Give yourself credit for those wins, because every step forward is worth celebrating. 5. Surround yourself with support. Connect with people who uplift and encourage you. Join a support group, talk to a trusted friend or therapist, or simply spend time with loved ones who make you feel good about yourself. Having a strong support system can make a world of difference in your journey towards self-compassion. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist struggling with self-doubt. Every time she attempts a new project, her inner critic screams, "It's not good enough. You'll never be as talented as insert name of famous artist." This negativity paralyzes her, leaving her unfinished canvases piled up in the corner. Then one day, Sarah attends a workshop on self-compassion. She learns to acknowledge her inner critic without giving it power and starts treating herself with kindness. Instead of focusing on perfection, she embraces the process of creating and celebrates every small step forward. Suddenly, the pressure lifts and Sarah rediscovers the joy in art. See how that shifts everything? Self-compassion isn't about becoming complacent. It's about setting yourself free to pursue your passions with a renewed sense of courage and authenticity. So, let's recap. Self-compassion is about recognizing your inner critic, treating yourself like a friend, practicing mindfulness, celebrating your wins, and surrounding yourself with support. It's not a quick fix, but a lifelong journey of cultivating kindness and understanding towards yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Now go out there and be kind to yourselves. I'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of Reset Your Brain.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.